Sada Meister Shani Paragalef Mishra Aleph Meister Shani and Moshkornoso. Meister Shani cannot be sold. Somebody who took off Meister Shani, he cannot sell the Meister Shani. At the time of this Mishnah, all the Rabbi Meir that Meister Shani Mamon Gavohu. Meister Shani is not yours. It's Mamon of Gavoa. It's like Hegdish. And therefore, since it's not yours, you cannot sell it. They ain't Mamashkinoso, so too. You cannot give it as a guarantee for a loan. They ain't Machalipinoso. You can't trade it for something else. Velo Shoklin Connecto. You cannot use it as a weight to weigh something opposite it. If you have a coin of Meister Shani, you redeemed your Meister Shani on a coin. You can't weigh a different coin opposite the coin of Meister Shani. And certainly, if you did not redeem the Meister Shani and you still have the original fruit of Meister Shani, you cannot use it as a weight. Below Yomer Adam Lechaveru beYerushalayim, Heilach Yayin beTen LiShemen beChein Shar Koaperi. And a person cannot say to his friend in Yerushalayim, as the din is that Meister Shani is brought to Yerushalayim to be eaten there. And if you don't want to bring the actual produce to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it on some money and bring the money to Yerushalayim, and with that money you would buy produce to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And when a person comes to Yerushalayim, he still cannot trade the Meister Shani. He can't say to his friend, take this wine of Meister Shani and give me instead oil. And so too with other produce of Meister Shani, not just wine, you're not allowed to trade the produce of Meister Shani, even if you're trading it for somebody else's Meister Shani. And even if the Meister Shani you have is only Meister Shani Midrabbanan, a certain produce is only Chayav and Meister Shani Midrabbanan. And even so, it cannot be traded. As Meister Shani cannot be traded in any case. But you could give it as a present to your friend in Yerushalayim. If you have produce of Meister Shani, you can invite your friend to come eat with you, and he will eat the produce of Meister Shani at your table. That would be permitted. That's not similar to a sale. But to give it away as a present to your friend without inviting him over, that would be similar to a sale, and that would be forbidden. That which the Mishnah says, you can give the Meister Shani as a gift. The Mishnah means to say, if you want, you can invite him over and serve him the food of Meister Shani. Sacha Meister Shani Paragalef Mishnah Beit Meister Behema and Merchanoso Tamim Chai. Meister Behema cannot be sold by the owner while it is alive and unblemished. The din is that somebody who raises animals, they bring the animals into the barn, and the animals go out one by one, and the owner counts the animal, and every 10th animal is marked with the red dye, and those animals are Meister Behema. The owner would bring them to Yerushalayim and bring them to the Korban, and the owner eats the flesh of the animals in Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah says that a Meister Behema cannot be sold by the owner while it is alive. And on blemish, we learn from a pasuk that Meister Behema cannot be sold. And of course, we say so too, after it is shechted of the korban, the owner cannot sell the flesh of the Meister Behema. He has to eat it in Yerushalayim. Below Baal Mum, Chai V'Shachat. Nor can he sell the Meister Behema if it is a Baal Mum, if it has a mum of blemish. And it cannot be part of the korban, so instead it would be shechted anywhere. And could be eaten even outside Yerushalayim. The Meister Behema cannot be sold while it is alive, nor can it flesh be sold after it is shechted. Behema kachin bo ha'isha. And you cannot use Meister Behema as kedusha for an isha. You can't give it to an isha for kesef kedusha. And that would be similar to a sale. You're using it to acquire the isha, and that's forbidden. Since you cannot sell the Meister Behema, you can't use it for kedusha as well. A b'chor can be sold while it is alive and unblemished. The din is that somebody who has a b'chor, a firstborn animal, he has to give it to a kohen. The kohen would bring it to the korban on the mizbeach. Now, if the b'chor has a mum, if it has a blemish, it could be shechted outside of Yerushalayim, and it could be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. Now, that which the Mishnah says the b'chor can be sold, that's talking about nowadays. Nowadays, the b'chor cannot be part of the korban, and you have to wait until it has a mum. Before you shecht it, you're allowed to sell the b'chor while it is still unblemished. But in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, you cannot sell the b'chor. You have to give it to the kohen, and the kohen will bring it as a korban. U'bal mum chai b'shachat. A b'chor that has a mum and has a blemish can be sold both while it's alive and after it has been shechted. U'makachin bo ha'isha. You can use the b'chor to be makadish and isha with it. The b'chor belongs to the kohen. It's given to a kohen. If the kohen wants to use the b'chor to be mekadesh and isha with it, he would be allowed to do so. Ein mechal meister sheni al asimo, v'lo al mabeh sheni yotze, v'lo al amo sheni berushusha. Meister sheni cannot be Mechulo on Asima. Somebody who has Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is allowed to redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim instead. You have to redeem it onto regular money. You can't redeem it onto an Asima. An Asima is a coin that is not stamped. Nor can you redeem the Meister Sheni on a coin that cannot be spent. For example, if you drop some coins into the sea that you have no way of getting them, can't redeem the Meister Sheni onto that money, since that money cannot be spent. And so too, you can't redeem Meister Sheni on money that is not in your possession. It can only be redeemed on money that you have in your possession.